You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back for the second installment of our conversation with Giulio Meotti. Dr. Meotti is an author, a columnist, a cultural editor for Il Foglio. He is one of the most astute and, it must be said, courageous chroniclers of what is happening in Europe, whence he hails from Rome. He is a PhD in philosophy from the University of Florence and an extraordinarily articulate as well as thoughtful analyst of the challenge of our times, not just in Europe, but for the free world more generally. Dr. Meotti, we were talking before the break about the implications of immigration for France, and I figure at least as much for some of the other countries in which a million or more immigrants have been deposited in the past year or two. But staying with France for a moment, is there evidence that there is a popular sentiment for a course correction with respect to immigration specifically into France, but also more generally, the kind of direction the country is taking in eliminating its traditional cultural, historical, and religious civilization?
I think one of the major positive signs of France is the number, paradoxically, is the number of writers, journalists, and intellectuals who were put on trial for their ideas and articles and books about Islam. There are dozens, Pascal Bruckner, Eric Zemmour, Rioful from Le Figaro, the same Oriana Fallaci, the Italian writer who passed away 10 years ago, was on trial in Paris. Michel Houellebecq, the author of Submission, the novel about the Muslim taking over in France. Because if you take, for example, Germany, even the UK, you don't find the same intellectual discussion about what is going on.
The more people are being prosecuted for speaking about what's happening to France, the better in terms of the signs that there may actually be hope for the place. Compared to other places in Europe, there are relatively fewer prosecutions, but there is some happening elsewhere. But tease that out for us, if you would, Dr. Meotti.
Another major sign, I think, is the number of bishops or you know, representatives of the culture of the Catholic Church who denounce what is going on. A major example is the Archbishop of Strasbourg, Luc Ravel, who was appointed by Pope Francis last February, who is not a right-wing or conservative or any kind of coming from the right part of the church, but from the left. He said that Muslim believers know very well that their fertility is such today that they call it the great replacement. They tell you in a very calm, positive way, one day all this will be ours. This is what the Archbishop of Strasbourg said. And it means there is, in France, the understanding of the major historical challenge the radical Islam, but in general Islam, is taking to the French society, I think. So I think there are very positive signs. There is also a very important Jewish community, the most important and large in Europe, who is now suffering from major attacks, daily attacks. They call it the banalization of anti-Semitism. People who are attacking the streets, at home, at the synagogue. And so there is several important subjects who are now colluding to the fact that France is the point to be understood, to understand what Europe will inherit our children and grandchildren, I think.
Dr. Meotti, let me ask you on this question of the great replacement. We keep bumping up against this question of immigration. There seems to be a phenomenon practiced by the Sharia supremacists, is the way I think of them, that has a kind of demographic jihad component to it. And whether that means the sheer numbers of immigrants coming in from countries where Sharia supremacism is the norm, or whether it means that you have high fertility rates, as you mentioned, or whether it means that you have polygamy, whereby you have not only high fertility rates, but multiple wives with a given man. It does seem as though the hijra, as it were, is very much underway in Europe. And this is in the absence of a course correction, both with respect to, you know, stopping more immigration and dealing with the reality of this this surging population birth rate and so on, that not just France, but other countries of Europe are essentially doomed. Do you see the pushback that is beginning to develop addressing that point at the moment?
I think we have to take in consideration two major numbers about this subject. The first one is when Germany opened the doors to over 1 million people from the Middle East, especially Syria, supporters of open borders repeatedly said that 1 million migrants are nothing in a population of 500 people, you know. And however, is the wrong comparison, I think. The right comparison is between the recent arrivals and the new inner birth of the continent. In 2015 and 2016, 5 million children were born in Europe. In the same period, according to a Pew Research Center report, which is a very mainstream institution, approximately 2.5 million migrants reached Europe. So migrants contributed to half of the growth, demographic growth, in just a couple of years. That's very important to understand. The other number is that, according to the United Nations, during the next 30 years, the population of Africa is expected to increase by 1 billion. So if Europe is going to control the border, it might try to manage the internal demographic explosion. But if the open borders ideology will go on, it will collapse. It's simply the African demographic is already begun pressuring on the old continent. You see everywhere. In Italy, we had 500,000 arrivals in a couple of years. In Sweden, the population has grown by 2%. In France, there is this demographic explosion. So Europe needs to control the border, to close the border, and then trying to manage what happened in the last 30, 40 years with the internal demographic growth. This is what I think.
Do you see any sign, Giulio, of the Europeans actually beginning to come to grips with particularly that internal demographic phenomenon, to say nothing of, sealing their borders?
I think there is a very positive sign in the way, taking consideration what happened in Austria with Sebastian Kurz, who won the premiership, or the recent elections everywhere. Till 15 years ago, all the major European countries, from Italy to Germany to France to UK to Spain, were governed by center-leftist coalitions. The left governed everywhere. Now the left is leading just in Italy, I think, and another major country, I think, is Sweden. But everywhere you have right-wing conservative coalition government.
Okay, now hold that thought, because we're going to need to come back and discuss that phenomenon and where it leads Europe in the days ahead. Giulio Miotti is our guest. We are speaking with him about the changes taking place in Europe and what they portend for us. That and more discussed straight ahead.